So the epistle for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Brethren, you know that when you were heathens, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God saith anathema to Jesus. And no man can say the Lord Jesus but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of graces, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God who worketh all in all. And the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man unto profit. To one indeed by the Spirit is given the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge, and according to the same Spirit, and to another faith in the same Spirit, to another the grace of healing in one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of speeches. But all these things one in the same Spirit worketh, dividing to every one according as he will. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 18. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves as just and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee standing, praying thus within himself, O God, I give thee thanks that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, as also is this publican. I fast twice in the week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say to you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, because every one that exalted himself shall be humbled, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. Please be seated. Keep me, O Lord, as the apple of thy eye. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the gradual of today's Mass, we have these sentiments. To be the apple of one's eye is to have found favor. And so we're asking God that we stay in his favor. You can also say that looking at the apple itself, it also plays in a part in the fall of mankind, the fall of Adam and Eve, the desire to be something that they're not, or desiring something. And obviously they fell out of pride, Adam and Eve. And so today's Mass, we have obviously the parable of the publican and the Pharisee. We talked before in years past about obviously the pride of the Pharisee, what it cost him. It's easy to see, obviously, with that, of just how caught up with himself that he is. And even if he is doing his fasting, his tithes, even if he is giving these things to God, in a way they amount to nothing for his soul. And that is, we see very clearly what our Lord says. But the one who goes home justified is then obviously the publican. And so we can look at in terms of the Pharisee, why does he gain nothing from this? It is certainly because of the wrong spirit that he has. And that's why the whole purpose that our Lord gives this parable to the people, because he saw two people that felt for themselves that they were justified and that they despised everyone around them. And so truly, obviously we can see that spirit is something that is displeasing to Almighty God. Despising others around us, looking down upon other people. I mean, that is something that God will, yes, very much so condemn, that spirit behind that. And so, clearly, his spirit is wrong. So then the question becomes, how then we can be the apple of God's eye? Why did the public can go home justified and being right in the eyes of God? Well, then we can say due to his spirit, a proper spirit before the eyes of God, one that is based off of true humility. I think it's interesting to note that for the publican himself, it doesn't remark anywhere in sacred scripture of what he did right. It doesn't say that he fasted, doesn't say that he gave tithes. The only thing that it does mention is, obviously, the true humility that he had. of to where that he is not even willing to look up to heaven. He strikes his breast. I mean, that is something that is familiar to all of us. That is a sign of humility, a sign of asking for forgiveness from God. We do that during the Confiteor. And so he strikes his breast and asks God to have mercy on him. And that is what draws our Lord to say he goes home justified, that he is righteous before the eyes of God. So the acknowledgement, one, of his sins, the acknowledgement of his weakness before God, but then asking for mercy from God. This idea of mercy, contrition, asking for forgiveness from God. Obviously, we think of confession, the humility that we need in confessing our sins. It is a stumbling block for the Protestants because they feel they can go straight to God. Why do they have to go to a human, the priest in the confessional? Obviously, we know that the priest stands in the place of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is just the instrument to give the people then absolution of their sins. But it requires from us an acknowledgement of our sins, a humility that is necessary for that. And so that is where then we can say the publican goes home justified before the eyes of God. Because of his humility, because of asking for the mercy of God, of not thinking himself better than other people around him. And so that is what is very important for us then to have. Yes, a true humility, an acknowledgement of our weakness before God. Because then it helps us to see the true reliance we have to have upon God. But if we're caught up in terms of the good things that we do, our good qualities, our talents, our gifts, well, then a lot of times, yes, it can lead us to pride. And again, we see very clearly in the history of the church of where that pride leads us. But then also we have with this parable, we have the show of what God thinks of those that are prideful. Those that think of themselves better than other people around them. Looking upon scorn upon the people, whether they don't have the same gifts or talents or not as intelligent as them, whatever it may be. Or in this case, obviously, for the Pharisee, looking himself better in terms of his spiritual life. But as we see, his spiritual life amounted to nothing. It was something that God actually condemns for us and shows to us. And so therefore, let us try to pray for the true spirit of humility. Looking at the example of the publican, yes. Being thankful to God for what he has given to us. Yes, if he's given us different gifts and talents, to return those back to God. And that also, we just have to look at the Blessed Virgin Mary to see how she handled that in the Magnificat. Very clearly, she realizes that she is blessed before all women, before all souls, all creatures. But yes, she always gives it back to Almighty God. That any good that she has, any good that she does, it is because of Almighty God. And so that's the same spirit that we have to have. So as I say, in the gradual, we see we're asking to stay in the apple of God's eye. That we find favor in God's eye. How do we keep that? By being humble. By beseeching God for the graces that we need to stay pleasing to God. I think very clearly we can also just turn toward last Sunday where we learned from that, he that thinketh himself to stand, let him take heed lest he fall. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.